Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So far we have seen that in the dilemma of whether to work in this world or renounce actions, we have discussed many times in this discussion that the action, which is an interaction between I and this world, creates impression. These impressions on my mind create tendencies. These tendencies create desires. The desires create actions. And then cycle starts all over again. More I act, more I'll interact with this world. That interaction will have this cause and effect relationship. The cycle seems like never-ending cycle, that I can never get out of this. And the whole purpose of all this study is to get out of this cycle. So obviously Arjuna is confused whether he should act by fighting this war or renounce all these actions and go to Himalaya. So that's where we started the chapter. In last verse we have seen Bhagavan saying, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. Very firm prescription. You must do all your ordained duties. Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. Karma Jayahi Akarmanaha. Because karma is superior than inaction. Action is superior than inaction. So very simple, very clear that what you should do in life is do your ordained duties. And we have seen in last discussion, the ordained duties are, there are two types. One is nitya karma, the daily duties, which we can't really escape. Brushing your teeth, taking bath, going to work, all this nitya karma. There's nothing special about it. Nobody's going to congratulate you every morning for brushing your teeth, unless you're a little three-year-old child. Then naimitya karma, which are the special duties. When something required by your family, your community, your society, your nation, then you have to perform those duties. You're not doing those duties every day, but on special occasions you're required to participate. Either you have voluntary army or a draft. If you're not volunteering on your own to protect your country, there will be a draft. You have to draft you, because that's required, a special duty. So Bhagavan says, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. The Niyata Karma includes both the Nitya and Naimitya. That means there is no escape from any duty. Swamiji give you example that your friend is sick and he needs your help. That time you can say, well, I'm very busy. You can, but that means you are shirking your duty. You are not doing your part. So Bhagavan very clearly says, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. Karma Jaya Akarmanaha. Karma is any time better than inaction. Action is any time better than inaction. Sarir Yatra Apicha Tena Prasiddhayat Akarmanaha. By inaction, you can't even sustain your body. That's very simple. Simple thing we can understand, that even to sustain my body, I have to act, and therefore, action is prescribed here. So now we are still in the conundrum. On one hand, we want to liberate ourselves from this bondage. On the other hand, we have to act. So it looks like catch 22. So the next four verses, as Swamiji says, are laid out as the overall scheme of thing as the Creator has created. How to act and how to be liberated from your actions, not bound by your actions. Also, once this world is created, there should be a plan for sustaining it. So the whole plan is laid out in the next few verses. And I obviously had been listening to Swamiji from the Cold War era. And Swamiji used to say, don't blame me, or don't put me in jail because it sounds like I'm a communist or a socialist. It's the Krishna who is socialist, not me. But Krishna now lays out the whole path of socialism in the next four verses. And Swamiji says, there is no real social nation on this planet, because everybody is, even though communist countries, there are people who are just for their power. That's not what the socialism is all about. So the next four verses lay out the whole plan of sustaining this universe, and you being a part of that universe, how you can participate but not get bound by your actions. So the next verse says, Yagnarthat karmano anyatra loko ayam karma bandhanaha. Actions other than those performed for the yagna are binding. Lokoyam, in this loka, in this world. Why in this world? This loka is bound by cause and effect. Everything in this world is bound by cause and effect. There is nothing in this world is free from cause and effect. Therefore, we give this standard example. If I see something in this room, it's an effect. If I see a table in this room, it's an effect. And I cannot say that this table has no cause. Where did this table come kneel and say, we are Chinmaya Mission. We don't want to do anything. We just say table and table appears here. Obviously nobody will believe me because they know I bought it from somewhere. Even if I didn't buy it, I probably stole it from somebody. So buy, borrow, or steal. Only three ways we can acquire things. Table is an effect, so it must have a cause. This cause has two aspects, efficient cause and a material cause. Efficient cause, someone who knew how to make this table is the efficient cause, carpenter. And the material cause, the wood, which was required. So having this relationship of cause and effect, this table comes into existence. So in this loka, everything is bound by cause and effect. So if you act, there will be an effect. So you will be bound by this cause and effect if you are acting for your own desires, for your own betterment, for your own good only. But if you are working for the betterment of the whole society, for the cosmic order, then you are bound by it, Bhagavan says. So, yagnarthat karmano anyatra. Actions performed for the yagna. Yagna, obviously we know culturally that it's a ritual of offering sacrifices in the fire. But the original meaning, the significance of yagna in Vedic period was to propitiate the deities who are in charge of these elemental forces. As a observant person, we realize that there are two aspects of my success. One is my own efforts, but then also the environment in which I'm putting my efforts. I may be a very hard-working farmer, but if there is no rain, obviously I will not have any success. So I know that something other than me is participating in my success. So that's, we call it Daivam. That's something, destiny we call it. So these phenomenal forces are the ones I don't have control over. One year there is a lot of rain, the other year there is a drought, and third year there is a just appropriate rain. How do I control that? So there must be some controller who decides this. That controller we call Deva. And maybe there's a controller who controls this rain, a Deva. So if we appease those Devas, it will be good for the whole society, that there will be rain for the whole society. These yagnas were the cooperative endeavor to appease the deities of phenomenal forces. So the purpose was to have a common good where everyone can benefit in the community. Therefore, you hear the story about in Bhagavat, Krishna lifting the Govardhan Parvat, you know, how it all started. Krishna was a reformer. Everybody was doing yagna to Indra. Krishna said, why are you offering this yagna to Indra? Indra is not doing anything for you. These cows are doing, supporting you. This Mother Earth is supporting you. Let's have yagna for the cows and like yagna for the earth. That's from Mother Earth, Mother Cow. They are supporting us, not Indra. So Indra got mad, and then the whole story goes, he sent all the storms and hurricanes and typhoons or whatever. And then Krishna protects them under the Govardhan Parvat. Govardhan Parvat, even though he was holding it, everyone else was supporting it with their sticks. And then in the end, what do we have? Annakut. Because of this rain, there's so much food that when all the rain subsided, it was a let's have a party. Everybody brought their own food. So there was annakut. There was like the mountain of food. So if you think that a potluck was started in America, Krishna started potluck from that Govardhan Parvat there. So the whole idea is that we have a capacity to work together for the common good. That's yajna. When we work together for common good, that includes my good also. But not just my good, but everyone else's good as well. Those actions are considered yajna actions. Bhagavan says, all the actions performed in that spirit are not binding. You may be acting in your profession, but if you're only acting for the salary, then that's a selfish. But if you're acting because you are improving the other people's lives by participating, as a doctor, as an engineer, you're making the society better and making everyone's life easier. It's a yajna actions. Actions performed in the spirit of yajna are non-binding. All others are binding. So here is your escape hatch. You can continue doing whatever you are doing, just change the attitude. That I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for the greater good. Whether I'm an architect, a doctor, a housewife, a mother, everything I'm doing is not just for me, but for the overall good of the society, the community, the cosmos, the universe. It's a yajna action. So, yajnarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kanteya mukta sangha samacharana. Therefore, here is the clear advice. Perform actions in the yajna spirit, for yajna, without any attachment. Mukta sangha. Perform your actions. Nothing you have to change in your life, purely your attitude towards your actions. I'm doing these actions because it will help the entire society. Therefore, we have this now new awareness about green buildings, you know, green society, energy savings. There's nothing new. We had it in our culture. And therefore, when I go for my presentations on this green initiative, I say, well, I never had to learn because it comes from my culture. We respected the Mother Earth, we respected nature. Because we understood, those Vedic people understood the value of nature and our participation. Therefore, Bhagavan says, tadartham karma kaunteya, tadartham for the yajna, tat that, yajna. Therefore, act for yajna only, mukta sangha, without attachment, not having the attachment that I am the doer, I am the only one who can do this, because you are just a part of the whole society. You are not an island by yourself. By yourself, you are worthy of doing nothing. Just a simple act of me coming to this class, I cannot do by myself. So many people have to do so many things. Police have to make sure that there are no crimes on the road. Roads are clear, the traffic is properly regulated. BMW has to make a car so I can drive a car. Gas companies have to put the gas in the gas stations. All that, when it all come together, I can make the simple move from my house to Vidhan Center. If I recognize that, Bhagavan said, you are mukta sangaha, you are detached from your actions. Sah yajnaha prajaha srishtva puro vacha prajapatehi. So how all this Bhagavan says started? Creator, when he created this universe, he knew that he has to sustain it. So how are we going to, if we create something and we do not know how to sustain it, you know, we start a business, but you know how to sustain the business, we have to close it. If you start any endeavor or create any creation, you have to make sure you maintain it, you sustain it. So you have to have the plan for that. You have painting, every artist create, well, you have to have a plan for how you're going to protect it, where you're going to display it, how to preserve it. So there's always a plan for sustaining something when you create it. Therefore, in Hindu Trinity, there is a creator, a sustainer, and a destroyer. All three has to work together for this creation to continue. So when the creator created this universe and the praja, all the beings, he had a plan for their sustenance, which is yagna. Saha yagnaha prajaha srishtva pura uvacha prajapati. Prajapati, the lord of praja, lord of beings. Lord of being is the one who created this being. In Hinduism, there is an idea of creation. We also have an idea of evolution. If there is an effect, has to have a creator. If this world exists as an effect, this table exists as an effect, this will cause an effect, two causes. If this universe exists as an effect, as an entity, there has to be a cause for it. That cause also have to have those two aspects, efficient cause and material cause. Someone who knew how to create this universe, and also that person had a material to create this universe. So Bhagwan is the creator. Where did he get the material? The only material available to him was his own self. Nothing existed other than him. He can only create this universe out of his own self. So when he created this universe, he created this praja. He created everything. As Bible says, you know, for the first day he did this, then he created this, then he created this. In 6 days he created the whole universe. The last thing he creates is human being. The final masterpiece, praja, beings he created. So how to sustain all the beings? He created yagna for them. He had to create a system for them to sustain themselves and prosper. So he created yagna. He created yagna and the praja at the same time. Saha yagnaha prajaha srishtva. He created praja, also created means to support that praja, is yagna. What is that yagna? That ability to work together. See, all of us have ability to work together, otherwise we won't be surviving here, otherwise we have to go to Himalaya. I cannot work in this society, I have to leave, go to Himalaya. And Swamiji says, if everybody leaves, there will be the same problem there. There will be overcrowding there, and then there will, who is going to provide the sanitation here, and where will the people will travel. So the same problem there. So you might as well get used to working here. He said, we all have ability to work together. See, right now you may feel like, well, let me comment on what Neil is saying, but you say, well, this is not the time. I need to keep quiet. When his time goes, then that's your ability to cooperate. So Bhagavan said, Saha yagnaha prajaha srishtva. I created the praja, and I created the yagna for them to prosper. Anena prasavishyadvam eshaha vaha astvista kamadhuk. And then told the praja that by this you shall prosper. This is your milch cow, or this is the desire fulfilling entity. And Swamiji says that in Western culture and the Bible, there's an idea of a tree, desire-fulfilling tree, and we have a desire-fulfilling cow. We all have this romantic notion of this, something where we can, you know, put a coin and say, I want this, and this will appear. Whether it's a cow, kamadhenu in our culture, or a tree, or a well, or in the stories, genie comes out of a lamp, the genie can say, Master, what do you want? And because, you know, there should be somewhere, something, which has an ability to fulfill all my desires. Bhagavan said, Prajapati said, that's your kamadhenu. What ability to work in a cooperative spirit. Once you work in a cooperative spirit, you will be able to achieve anything and everything that you want. So Bhagavan said, that's a Prajapati's gift to people. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantu vaha. How this will work? When the devas are nourished by your cooperative actions, devan bhavayatanina, te deva bhavayantu vaha, those devas will nourish you. And devas, we have discussed many times, are the deities of these phenomenal forces. Those devas, when I nourish the devas, those devas will nourish me. Parasparam bhavayanta. So we both have a mutual responsibility. The nature and I have a mutual responsibility to nourish each other. Parasparam bhavayantaha shreyaha param avapsyataha. When you mutually nourish each other, the shreyaha, the greatest good will come out for all of you. This now we know. So that's why we have this Green Building Council, Green Movement. Because unless I nourish the nature, nature cannot give it back to me. That understanding, Bhagavan says, will give you the prosperity. Istan bhogan hi vah devaha. Dasyante yagna bhavitaha. In this yagna spirit, when you have nourished those devas will serve you. Dasyante. Nature has to serve you. You are ordering nature to serve you. When you do your part, nature has no choice but to cooperate. Nature does not cooperate only when you are not doing your part. Now obviously you can say, oh, me alone, what can I do? This is to the entire mankind, because we are the only ones who can go against nature. Plant kingdom and animal kingdom cannot go against nature. They are in perfect harmony with nature. So they don't have to worry about learning Bhagavad Gita. We have to, because we have ability to go against nature. Therefore, istan bhogan hi vah deva dasyante yagna bhavita. Appeased by the yagna, those devas serve you whatever you want. Tai dattan pradayebhyah yo bhunkte stena eva saha. Swamiji said that you may think that you are Krishna Bhakta because you are doing Hare Rama, Hare Krishna every day. He said, think about what Krishna is thinking about you. Here is what Krishna thinks about you if you are doing your part. Tai dattan, when given by the nature to you, by the society to you, all these benefits of the cooperative endeavors, and you are not giving back. You are not giving back to the society, you are not giving back to the nature, you are not giving back to your family. Your part which you should be doing, stena eva saha. He's a thief. So I may think I'm a Krishna Bhakta, but I take away from the society, it doesn't give back. Swamiji says, Krishna thinks you are a thief. You're not my Bhakta. So here is this real socialism Krishna laid out, that everyone should be working in the spirit of yagna, that is for the common good. I'm doing my part because it helps everybody, not just me. When I do my part, I receive whatever I receive, I'll take it joyfully. But then I will give back to the society when my time comes to give back. And that's the plan, Bhagavan said, Krishna laid out. With that we'll stop.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.